Zuck the Heilige Mishnah weiter mit sech des Chulin. Perik Tess, Mishnah Gimel. So we learned at the beginning of the Perik. Generally speaking, skin of a behemoth does not transmit tumah, doesn't give over tumah, and doesn't receive tumah the way the flesh, the way the basar does. But that's only when the skin is on its own, disconnected, already having been cut off or skinned off from the flesh. However, as long as the skin is connected to the basar, then it does act as a conduit. It acts as a go-between, so to speak. If the basar is tameh, then that skin will carry the tumah from the basar to whatever it touches, according to the halachis of tumah. And the same is true if the skin comes into contact with tumah, the tumah will come through to the basar. How does this work? I mean, it has to be food to become tameh, or it has to be basar to have tumas nevelah. So how does the skin connected to the basar somehow become part of the basar? We've touched on this a little bit. And the answer is it could be in one of two ways. Either through the halacha of shomer, or through the halacha of yad. Shomer is a guardian. Yad is a hand or a handle? And the answer is yes. Something which is the shomer to the food, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, when we get to the last Masechta, Masechtas Uktzin, there's the main sugi about this. But something that's a shomer to food, it guards the food, even though you can't eat it on its own, could have the halacha like the food. And the same is true of something as a yad meaning it's a handle to hold on to the food. Through this I can handle the food. It also has a din of the food. Okay, so what's the skin? Is it a shomer or is it a yad? And the answer is both. It depends. When the skin is still on the animal, it's a shomer to the animal. Just like your skin is a shomer to your whole body. There are peladika beyond imagination koichis in the skin, how it protects the body, how it acts to hold the body liquids, and it keeps us alive. Piece of human skin, you could talk about it for years. We won't understand in a flies habari how the skin protects our body. So the skin is the shimer. But it's only the shimer when the skin is still on the animal. What happens when you start peeling it off? So sometimes when it's half on, half off, it's used as a way of holding on to the basar or moving the basar around. It becomes like a handle. So either a shomer for the basar or a yad to the basar could be metama like the basar itself. Having said that, let's see our Mishnah once again, Perik Tes, Mishnah Gimel. Zok the Mishnah, hamafshid of someone's skins, the hide. Bebehema, whether it's by a behema, ubechaya or a chaya. Batahoira, a taradika animal, ubetmeya or a tamadika animal. If it's a taradika animal, that means it was shechted kihalacha, so its basar is not metamatumus nevela. So what's the question over here? The question is, if this comes into contact with something else that's tamay, could that tuma go through the skin and be metamad the basar? If it's a tamadika animal, which basar is automatically tumah tumas nevela, so the shaila is whether the tumah goes from the basar through the skin to be metamah something else. Zakta Mishnah, bedaka uvagasa, whether it's a mean behemadaka is like a sheep or a goat, or whether it's a behemagasa like an ox or a cow. It depends why he is skinning this animal, what he intends to do with the skin. Lishotiach, if he wants to make a spread out of this, chveis, for a bed, or for a tablecloth. So the way they would do it then, is they would do it along the length, from the mouth, through the chest and the stomach, until the tail. It was not an easy thing to do. Then they would grab a hold of the skin, along sides, where the cut was made, and they would peel it off to the side a little bit. And that was used as a kind of handle to move this around. So it's a yad for the basar, and therefore it does bring and send toma from the basar to outside or bring it in from the outside. But there has to be enough over here peeled to the side that he can use to hold on to it. And therefore the Mishnah explains, Lishatiach, if he's cutting it this way because he wants to use it for some kind of a tablecloth type of effect, so the shear is kedei achiza. In other words, when he peels off the sides, for it to be called a yad, he has to peel enough of it to grab it with his hand, and that would be a shear of two tefachim. Well, what if he peels more than that? Well, if he peels more than that, then the peeled part is no longer a yad, and it wouldn't bring tumah back and forth. Zok the Mishnah weiter, ulechemis. Let's say he's taking off the hide, not to use as a spread, but he wants to use it as a skin bottle. So then they would cut it differently. They wouldn't cut it from the mouth to the tail. Rather, and again, no easy job, he folds it outward all around the neck, and he pulls it down to the other end. If that's the case, so it remains a yad, es hachaze. Until he strips it to the animal's chest. Why? Because that's the hardest part to skin. And if it is the hardest part to skin? So it's explained over here as follows. Because at this point it's very hard to skin, there's a good chance he's going to stop in the middle to take a break. And there's a good chance if you stop in the middle to take a break, you're going to have to move the busser from one place to the other. It's like when you're playing with your toys and you stop and your mother says, "No, just leave it here. Move it over to the side." That's what happens. Once he moves it over to the side, he has to have handles for it. So the peeled part of the hide becomes that handle. And memela, it serves as a connection, as a conduit of tumah, either in or out. Once he gets past the chest, though, the rest is relatively easy. So it's not likely he would have to stop. He probably wouldn't want to stop. It's not in his interest. It's better to do it in one shot. And it's not likely he would have to move it from one side to the other. So the handles become unnecessary. And memela, they don't serve anymore as an official yad, which would transmit or bring in tumah. Skinning an animal is always complicated. And of course, there are very complicated things you can do. For example, hamargil. This is a person who does the skinning feet first. That's margil, lashon of regel. He peels off, skins, first the skin of the feet, up until the thigh, does not separate it. Then he skins off the skin from the rest of the goof, complete, in one piece. He kind of folds it up from the tail up until the neck without cutting it. He's doing this all for the purpose of a skin bottle. But it's a complicated process, and as a result, kuloi chibur l'tumah. The entire skin of the behemah is still considered connected in regard to tumah. In other words, the skin that was peeled is called a yad for the basar, up until the point that it's completely peeled off the behemah. Because this type of skinning is so complicated that there's no point where, shoo, oh, now it's going to be easy. It's not easy. And therefore, I'm always in a situation where I'm going to have to move this around, or there's a quite high probability I'm going to have to move it around, take a break. And memela, all the skin serves as a yad. Once all the skin serves as a yad and is a necessary handle, it becomes part of the basar, inasmuch as bringing or sending out tumah. In this case of margil, when they skin the animal this way from tail to head, so what's the last part to be peeled away? The area wrapped around the neck. Zok the Mishnah, Arshal Tzavar, the loose skin that's on the neck. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who disagrees with the previous shita, says, Ein echibur. That's not called connected. This part is easy, it virtually happens on its own. But the Chachamim Eimrim Chibur, the Chachamim, they say, no, even this last part that's around the neck and it's relatively easy to remove, unless you physically remove it, it would still be a connector. In other words, it would still bring tumah to the behemah. The Batner says that the Halacha is like the Chachamim. That's an issue here in the Gemara and the Rishonim. Why do the Chachamim hold that the skin around the neck is still a connector? Is it just that the Chachamim categorically say, until everything is off, any part of the skin is called a handle? Or do they admit that at this point it virtually comes off on its own? It's just that it's a shomer. But either way, that's the halacha. If you're doing this very complicated process of margil, that's where you're skinning the behemah, even if only this drop is left, the skin around the neck, it's still considered a chibur. So chazing over our Mishnah, there are basically three main points here. If you skin a behemah or a chaya, whether tmei or tahira, whether it's from a small animal like a sheep or a goat or a gasa, a big animal like an ox or a cow. If you're doing it for a spread, like for a bed to lay on or a tablecloth, here's the halacha. Once the skin is totally off, it is no longer connected to the basar. It has no tumah on its own. If it's still connected to the basar and he starts to peel off the sides after he goes from the nose to the tail, so up until two tefachim, that's called kedei achiza. That's called a yad, a handle. And there are two things, even though it's not the basar itself, but either a shomer or a yad, that are connected to the basar. If he's skinning the animal to make some kind of a skin bottle, so we say until he gets to the point of the chest, because that's a complicated process. And again, once it's complicated, there's a good chance he's going to stop. Once he stops, he needs the handle. If he's doing a very complicated skinning, where he starts from the feet upwards and slowly folds it up as he's moving on, so the entire skin is called a chibur. And if you touch the skin, it's like you're touching the basar, until it's completely separated from the basar. In regard to the skin around the neck, however, there's a machloikas, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and the Chachamim, but we paskel like the Chachamim, who say that even the skin around the neck is considered connected, unless everything has been completely detached.